Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a situation that can be very confusing and upsetting at work. What do you do if one of your coworkers is a troublemaker? Our question comes from someone whose coworker keeps reporting false stories to HR, putting this person and other employees on the defensive.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That kind of thing is so obnoxious.
And it happens.
Yeah, and it can be scary, too, especially if the troublemaker tries to tarnish your reputation that you've been working on for so long. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this one to info@mycrazyoffice.co. And if you want to get onto our email list, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word, My Crazy Office. You can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
So let's just go to our question, Logan.
I work for a well-known company and have successfully done my job for almost 5 years. We recently brought a new person on board, and she seems to be quite a troublemaker. In the last 7 months, she's reported me to HR several times. Most recently, she told HR that I was using company property to run personal errands. I wasn't. She also told HR that I'd accused her of stealing. I didn't. And she's told HR that another colleague of ours harassed her. This is a bizarre situation where one person seems bent on ruining the reputation of the people she works with. I also think she's jealous because we are more established in our careers. I started out being cordial and professional with this person, but now I'm constantly on the defensive. What should I do?
Ugh, there's something wrong with this person. But it happens. There are people like this
it
that
does.
Just come in and make a lot of trouble. And
yeah.
I don't,
yeah.
You know, what's their problem, Catherine?
Well, usually they're coming from a place of jealousy and contempt, and they can't imagine succeeding on their own. So they feel like for them to succeed, other people have to be tarnished.
Go down.
Yeah, they got to take them down.
Yeah.
Ew. Nice.
But ultimately, they're going to get caught on being a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that can only go so far.
Right. Well, I think the thing that's true is that for these individuals, when you're subjected to this kind of thing, initially it's terrifying because this person is new, so they still don't have a history,
right,
to speak. So HR doesn't know that
this is a liar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is someone who does this everywhere he or she goes. But in the moment, if you're on the receiving end, it can be terrifying because suddenly, you know, lies about you are being spread based on absolutely no truth.
I mean, it's similar to the saboteur.
Yes.
That does this kind of thing, tarnishes your reputation, and it can be highly effective.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be a good liar. Like, it's really important that there's some thread of truth in it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it sounds like this person is just blatantly lying, and this can only go on for so long, although it could go on for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
And make you really miserable, whereas the saboteur, I think, is more crafty.
I agree. Well, the saboteur usually builds you up first, right?
Right. They build you up to your face.
Yeah.
But behind your back, they're eroding your reputation. But they're somewhat more believable. Also, they get caught and then they have to disappear because they're gone.
Right.
They can't function in that environment anymore. So that's similar, I guess. So you think it's jealousy. I mean, it sounds right.
Yeah, and it's also usually, honestly, they're not that competent themselves.
So they have to focus on other people's
incompetence. Yeah, if you keep pointing your finger at everyone else, no one's going to look and see what you're
right.
really doing.
Right.
So, but often this kind of person can be very charming.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes not.
I'm actually recalling a client we worked with a company where this kind of person had been there for a long time, and she was also milking the system at the same time, taking disability and leave and medical leave and things like that.
Well, she did her job well.
Yeah, but meanwhile, talking about everyone else behind their back.
She was what they call a gossip. Yeah, she was very negative, a real gossip.
Yeah.
Gossips, that's another story. Right. All right, so we're focusing on this. So was she jealous? No.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
Yeah, well, it's they're coming from a place of deprivation. Mm-hmm. I think that's the basic thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't get enough. I don't have mine. I'm not appreciated. Whatever. They usually come in feeling somewhat victimized, and so victims often become persecutors. They then generate stories about others that they hope will, as you said, bring them down.
I think also, unfortunately, they can enroll others in participating with them. So that then we have a coven, or you know, you have a group. What does that group think? You know,
yeah.
I mean, not large groups, but it could be two or three.
Yeah.
That are just become troublemakers. So disruptive to the workplace, where you know you wonder how do they get their work done if this is what their day is about. But yeah. I've observed that there's a lot of energy in it. You know, they put a lot of energy in it, and it causes a lot of friction. And we're frequently called in to, you know, settle that. And it's kind of like a cancer. You have to cut it out. You know, we've got to get rid of these people.
Yeah.
So hopefully this person will get caught.
Right. So meanwhile, on the receiving end, I think you have to, you know, use our term, you have to constantly unhook. You have to calm yourself down, number one, when you're receiving reports from HR that you've been accused of these things. And you have to mount your factual defense.
Yeah.
You do actually have to clarify.
Yeah. Would you ever confront this person? Probably not, right?
Well, you could.
I would. I don't know how it would turn out, but I
she'd probably go report you to HR. Actually, I had a client who confronted this kind of person, and what was interesting, he was male, she was female. She the next day went to their mutual supervisor and said that he'd harassed her.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Whereas he felt like we just had a really honest conversation.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that. Yeah. So it would backfire to confront this person.
It could.
It could backfire. Yeah. Or you could scare them. I mean, I could go all New York on them, but it would scare them. And then they stay away from you and pick another victim. But chances are they don't.
Yeah. No, because the other thing is they're not viewing it like, oh, Kathy's got a good point. I'd better back off.
That's not what's going to happen. I know. I know that's not what's going to happen. But I would think that maybe they would say, oh, you know, this one's got my number. Let me go find another
victim.
That's
possible. Yeah. That's possible.
It's possible, but not likely.
Right. And I think in this, you know, this is saying that you're working in a well-known company. So part of that is usually the larger the company, the more this kind of person can hide out for a little while.
Yeah, it's not as obvious.
Right. Yeah. It's not like a startup where everyone is pedaled to the metal all the time.
Well, no, the HR person is looking into a lot of things.
Right.
So you buy a lot of time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where you get away with stuff in a big company.
Yeah.
You're one in many.
Yeah.
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 So if you are on the receiving end of this, you really have to keep your composure. I would say you want to unhook physically. You want to do things on a daily basis to release the negative energy that you're picking up from this person. You do still have to work with them, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll probably find that you're watching your words, every word around this person.
This is maddening.
Yeah, for fear of the next report.
Yeah. Well, I would also probably gather the support of my manager or coworkers that I've worked with for a while to say, look, you know, this is not me.
Yes.
And this is what's going on, so that I would have people that can vouch for me or go to HR and also, you know, so I'm not alone.
Yes.
Right. I'm not isolated in this problem.
That's a really good point, Kathy. And there's
always support.
Get your support. And there's always power in numbers. So, and it says here that, another colleague has been accused of harassment. You know, it could be that in sort of tapping into your coworkers and your boss, you can get some more information like, okay, this person seems to be doing this sort of rampantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where's the evidence of what she's accusing people of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. This is a tough one. This is really tough.
It is. And also, I think if you're someone who's very responsible and very professional, you can feel so unfairly judged, right?
See, how do you pick this up on an interview?
The
troublemaker.
Like
they probably don't have many references.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's usually a sign. Everyone I know that doesn't have any references was a troublemaker.
Really?
Yes.
There we go.
Of a variety of kinds. You know, they had they had things happen, which, you know, their story sounds like it's the other person, but you know, you can tell they have no references.
I think the thing that you could do, and Kathy's great at not making up, but creating good interview questions. Mm-hmm. I think the thing you want to look for, and probably any way in any case you want to see this, but I would look for them to show personal responsibility in something that went wrong in mm-hmm. their previous work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if they could show some reflection of, I take responsibility for the mistakes I've made, mm-hmm. and there are things, errors that in the past I've learned from, and mm-hmm. they could articulate that, and the references could talk about that, mm-hmm. then it's highly unlikely that they're going to be this kind of blamer.
Yeah.
Because, and again, thinking back to the individual that you, both you and I interviewed, mm-hmm. took no responsibility for anything
right.
going on at the workplace.
Right. It was so obvious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's true. If you put the blame in other places, that's a real tip. This person, you know, is a troublemaker. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. We'll talk a little bit more about jealousy.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So we thought we would just chew the fat about jealous coworkers and how to deal with them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, have you ever had this in the workplace?
Yes, once I did.
I have too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have. Let me think about it.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, I'd be curious to know. And also when you were in school, since you were one guy among many women, if there were people who were jealous of you, even for being a guy, you know.
I don't know.
That can happen.
By the way, did you go on that company picnic you had? Or has that come up yet?
That's next week.
Oh, okay. So we'll follow up.
Yes, so we'll follow up.
All right. So no one's been jealous of you. No. Well, that you're lucky. That's great.
Not yet.
Because it happened to me more earlier in my career than later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened?
It happened several times where I remember this one, and I think I've said this before. I was told that I was intimidating people, so stop working so hard.
Uh-huh.
So people were going to the manager and complaining about me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were saying. I never got that. I just couldn't believe it. And then when I went and told my father, he's like, get another job. Get out of there. It was a very big company and people coasted.
Yeah.
And they got away with it. And I wasn't interested in coasting. I really wanted to, I just had the energy. I wanted to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And I do also remember I once walked in, there was a group of people talking about me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
No.
Yeah. Oh, she should have done this. Oh, she should have done that. And I acted like I didn't hear it.
Right.
And well, I thought it was fascinating what they were talking about. It was really interesting. I mean, and it was clearly they, you know, it was about their lives.
Right.
Right. Right.
So that's part of the thing is that jealousy, I think, often stems from, first of all, envying. They probably envy your energy and mm-hmm. your enthusiasm and your success mm-hmm. and also felt lacking themselves. Mm-hmm. And so one of my favorite sayings is compare and despair
mm-hmm.
because you don't ever really come out feeling great mm-hmm. in the comparison game. But people who are jealous do it regularly and mostly see where someone has something that they don't.
Fascinating.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it can work out really bad in the workplace. I mean, we've been told stories about how when one woman gets engaged mm-hmm. and she's very friendly with the other women get angry at her because they don't have what she has. And I find that bizarre, but I get it. It's real when she gets married.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that happens among men also when they get a promotion or something big happens for them. Other guys are like, why him, not me?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that goes on all the time. And then how does that show? I think it shows by the bad mouthing or, you know, clown.
Or gentle jabs. Right?
Exactly.
Gentle jabs.
Sometimes. You know, or bad mouthing that person strategically just to erode what their success looks like. And sometimes it'll be listened to, a lot of times it won't.
Yeah.
A lot of times it'll sound like sour grapes. You have to be careful. But if you catch yourself doing that, and we all do it. Come on, we all do it. If you catch yourself, well, I'm talking about myself now, but if you catch yourself doing that.
If I catch myself gently jabbing someone.
You know, you really have to think, okay, well, wait a minute. So congratulations to them. What's it going to take for me to get there?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I think if you're on the receiving end of someone's jealousy, to me, there are a couple of things. One is, I think, again, you can feel like, what did I do to warrant this? Mm-hmm. You know, what did I do? What did I say? Why are they treating me this way? So part of it is really understanding that jealousy is part of life. Mm-hmm. And some people are going to feel it towards you.
It is part of life.
It is. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy to weather. And it can be very disappointing if it's someone who you've really liked or enjoyed, or, mm-hmm. you know, you thought you had a good relationship. Like you mentioned, you get a promotion and suddenly you may experience jealousy from someone mm-hmm. who used to be all, you know, all in, very mm-hmm. supportive.
Right.
So understanding that it is part of life, and I mean, what took me a long time is to see that I can't really control it. Like mm-hmm. I could, and I remember a situation where this person was just always like, "Oh, you're so this," you know.
They were putting you down.
Yeah, just like what she literally said to me: "I can't stand you because people like you."
Ew. Like, what?
Well, because for her that was like kissing. You know, brown nosing or something. I don't know. Right. Who knows? All I know is that in the moment.
I've had that. Too.
Yeah.
You're so popular.
Yeah. And then I wanted to be able to fix it for her. Like, I'll give you some of my friends if you'll treat me better. You know, yeah. I want to fix it for her, but I can't. And so I think that's part of it, too, is you can, I mean, we talked about in Working for You Isn't Working for Me, that if you had a boss who felt threatened by you, that one of the things you could do is really compliment them and admire their successes and acknowledge what they do. And I think that's true in any situation where someone may be very envious of you, is to focus on what you see as their positive attributes. At the same time, it's not going to erase their feelings of jealousy.
Right.
So, what do you say to someone who says that to you?
Who says,
"I don't like you because so many people like you." What do you say now? Thank you. Now, what do you say, really?
Well, I love that blouse that you're wearing.
That's a good color for you.
I love the stain on your shirt. You want me to help you take it off? No, I mean. I actually, the last time it happened to me, and it did happen to me in a situation where I spoke publicly and this person came up and said, you know, I've never really liked you. And so
what?
I just said, I was able at that time to say, okay, well, thanks for coming to the talk. What else is there to say?
Right.
I never really liked you either. I'm glad it's on the table. Well, I'm glad it's out. I hope you feel good.
I'm glad we can be open and honest with each other.
And now that you've said that, I hope you feel really good about yourself. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess the best is to be gracious and walk away. Yeah, I mean, I've had people call me, you know, and tell me some truths that they feel about me, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, what?
Right.
Go somewhere else and confess.
Confess.
That's pretty true. I mean, it's pretty weird that somebody would.
It is. Well, it's fascinating in some respect, right, that you.
She probably wanted you to crumble, right? Was that the goal?
What is the mindset of someone saying that?
She wanted to hurt you.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, one of my favorite sayings is that hurt people hurt.
Yeah.
You know, people who are hurt on the inside can be very hurtful on the outside. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not easy to say if you're at a meeting with an important client and the jealous coworker or colleague says something nasty. In that moment, you and I will want to punch them. Punch their lights out. You know, that's a natural reaction.
Well, maybe you could say, "Oh, that hurt." You know, I hope no one ever does that to you.
Ooh.
You like that?
That's good.
Is that good? Okay.
I'll get that. Write that down on an index card
next time. Anybody here not like
my
me?
iPhone and my notes.
Like, hey, hold on one second. I think I feel a vibration. Hold on.
Ooh, that hurt. What's the second part of it?
I hope no one ever says that to you.
I hope no one ever says that to you, stinky. No.
People are lovely.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I think the other piece that's true is that as you succeed, you may encounter more jealousy, right?
Right.
Well, sure.
As
definitely.
Things get better for you.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think the more you succeed, definitely people will fade away because they don't want to deal with it. I know I told this story that when our first book came out, my girlfriend was supposed to take photographs. Well, we have no photographs. She didn't show up.
Right.
And
right.
she later told me it's because she was jealous.
Uh-huh.
And I'm...
That's bizarre.
Yeah, well, so I don't really want her in my sphere. I don't really want that level of jealousy around me because I know it's mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's about the other person. It's not about me. And I'm not going to stop growing because people around me don't like it.
Yeah.
And I think the more successful you are and the more you grow in life, the people will fade away that don't, you know, want to move as fast as you or be part of your success.
Right. I think that is true.
Yeah, and it's hard, and it always hurts me when I'm, you know, when I realize I'm growing past people.
Yeah.
And some make it, some, you know, are terrific about it and don't have any problems with it, and then some do. That's life, I guess.
It is life, but I think you also made a good point earlier just saying that if this is something you grapple with, if jealousy is something you grapple with, it's worth working on. It's worth... number one, anytime you're jealous, thinking about what can I do to improve my situation here?
You know, we had a woman who I remember once when Working With You Is Killing Me came out, she came here and she said that she had a jealousy issue, but that she was not jealous for us. She was thrilled for us.
Yeah.
But then a couple of years later, she called us up and said some pretty bad things. Like, it just took her a couple of years. And she came and did some really big damage. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So she has a real problem.
Well, at least she had awareness until she didn't.
I saw her on the street and she ran the other day. You know, the other, like a month ago or a couple months ago.
Was it a jealous sprint?
She took one look at me and turned around and went the other direction, which is good because I don't want any interaction.
Exactly. You saved yourself the...
Yeah, I just don't want to, you know, deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh boy.
So, you know, and I'm not somebody that it gets particularly jealous. I mean, it has happened, but it doesn't last a long time for me because I genuinely see myself on my unique path.
Right.
Well, that's the key. That's the key to own your path and appreciate it. I mean, as we know, I always use the dating reference. It took me.
Oh, yeah, here it is. She hasn't brought this up in a long time, so I'm going to let you have it. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is it took me many years to find the love of my life. And I was in 12 weddings between got married. Yeah. And so that was always a great exercise for me to cry and then to also say like, okay, if you found this person, I can find my person, you know, and really appreciate it. I mean, I never thought that I should be with the person they were marrying, right? I knew that was their partnership. Right. But it was a really good practice in abundance. Like, okay, you found your person, my person's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's my dad.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one, Catherine.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that takes a while to understand that your unique path is, you know, what is in store for you.
Yeah.
That
right.
the timing when things are supposed to happen is, that's out of your control in a way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make that happen, finding love or finding, I mean, you can continuously pursue the next career move, but sometimes things happen in a different time.
Right, you can't orchestrate the whole thing the way you want.
Right.
That will unfold. And then sometimes it could be a plum job you think you should get. And we don't really know that you should get it, but it fulfills your idea of what's the next thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else gets it. And then you have feelings.
Yes, those feelings. they come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're saying a lot of things here. But just check yourself on the jealousy. You know, how are you doing on it? Are you turning people off? What do you do, Catherine, if you are somebody who is very jealous?
I mean, if you can't let other people have success without feeling jealous. I think the first step is awareness. And I think it's actually something that would be worth, if you wanted to invest in a little counseling, that it's a valuable thing. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, it's always good to focus on what do you have. And they say, maybe it's a spiritual practice, but to focus on your gratitude for what you have so that you're not just focusing on what you don't have. Because jealousy is coming from an empty place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can get support from friends if you feel jealous. Sometimes it's good to just admit it and let other people support you and say that's okay. It's part of the human process. You can look at your own situation, say, what do I really want here? And, chart out a course for getting it. You can also practice gratitude for what you have, not what you don't have. And if it persists and you find it really chronic, you can get some counseling.
Yeah, I mean, I love that concept of gratitude every day. And I do it every morning now with a group of women.
Yeah.
And we have a client who now sends me his gratitudes every morning. And I've watched his evolution and how much he, you know, gives so much. It's just beautiful to actually watch it. And I enjoy reading other people's gratitude, not so much for the content, but that, you know, that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I find it really helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you focus on what you do have and what you're grateful for versus what you don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is where jealousy comes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Please tweet us your stories about troublemakers and or jealousy at work to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.